Free music, theater, and dance events on the Bryant Park lawn. Presented by Bank of America. Featuring events in partnership with renowned NYC arts institutions. Bryant Park announces the 2024 lineup for its free summer performing arts series, Bryant Park Picnic Performances, presented by Bank of America. The annual festival will feature 25 live music, dance, and theater events between May 31 and September 13. All shows are free to the public and designed to be enjoyed casually, no tickets required, with more than 700 picnic blankets for audience members to borrow and ample chairs available. Picnic Performances has grown to become one of New York City's foremost outdoor performing arts festivals. Last summer, more than 75,000 people attended the series and nearly 500,000 enjoyed the free performance live streams. Picnic Performances has become a vital outdoor platform for the city's arts institutions, showcasing long-standing partnerships with Carnegie Hall, New York City Opera, Harlem Stage, the Town Hall, and Joe's Pub, as well as new partnerships with New Victory Theater, World Music Institute, and Belongo. The 2024 season features Grammy winners, world-class dance companies, theater stars, celebrations of centenaries in jazz and opera, a James Bond-themed finale, and dozens of local artists and spotlight performers from Ghana, New Orleans, Mexico, and South Africa. Bryant Park's president Dan Biederman says, "Thanks to Bank of America's support, Picnic Performances has become a summer tradition for tens of thousands of New Yorkers. There is no easier way to enjoy the city's exemplary arts and culture. Just join us on the lawn. The Picnic Performances are one of the best ways for New Yorkers to get outdoors and celebrate the arrival of spring and summer," said Jose Tavares, president, Bank of America New York City. "We believe that the arts are a unifying force that promote cultural understanding, and we are thrilled to continue our support of one of the most iconic green spaces in the city. We are excited to be, once again, the presenting sponsor of the Picnic Performances, marking a more than 10-year-long partnership with Bryant Park." 2024 summer highlights include: for the opening weekend of Picnic Performances, New York City Opera honors the 100th anniversary of the death of Giacomo Puccini with a two-night celebration of his music featuring orchestra, chorus, and star vocalists. The Summer of Puccini continues with a fully staged production of Tosca in August. Internationally acclaimed dance companies, including Mark Morris Dance Group, Ronald K. Brown Evidence, and David Dorfman Dance, headline multiple evenings of contemporary dance alongside established, rising, and student companies. Jazz Mobile celebrates the centennial of legendary jazz vocalist Sarah Vaughan, the Divine One, with a jubilant performance by the acclaimed vocalist Karen E. Wade and her septet. Carnegie Hall Citywide presents 5 concerts in July and August, beginning with a special evening with Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Tanya Leon and the Harlem Chamber Players with special guests. Carnegie Hall will also present the acclaimed South African musician Thandiswe Maswai, Grammy Award-nominated bandleader of the Late Show band Louis Cato, the high-energy Afro-jazz trailblazer Michael Olatunji and Lagos Pepper Soup, and Red Hot Salsa Dura band La Excelencia. Joe's Pub brings rising theater stars Jamie Lozano and Florencia Cuenca for Broadway en Spanglish, featuring bilingual performances of iconic show tunes with Mariachi Real de Mexico and more guest stars TBA. As part of New Victory Theater's summer series New Victory Dance, Efrat Ashery and Barkin Salisan Project join for an interactive dance event curated specifically for kids and families. World Music Institute welcomes Ghanaian highlife band Jaidublay Ambali NYC debut. Asian American Arts Alliance features MacArthur genius pianist Vijay Iyer and his trio. The beloved Bryant Park tradition accordions around the world returns with 2024 Grammy nominee Zydeco star Dwayne Dopsy and Latin funk band Afro Dominicano. American Symphony Orchestra kicks off their season with Beyond the Hall, a program highlighting music from beyond the confines of the traditional concert hall. The Town Hall and Belongo celebrate John Barry's iconic James Bond music with an all-star lineup of musicians led by Arturo O'Farrell with the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra, and composer-arranger and slide trumpet master Stephen Bernstein, together with exciting surprise special guests. This season, 16 shows will be live-streamed for free on Bryant Park's social media channels and website, reaching national and international audiences. Additional media support is provided by public radio stations WBGO and WQXR. View an archive of performances from previous years here. Food and drink are available for purchase from a curated lineup of local vendors near the lawn. At all performances, attendees can discover new dishes and celebrate classics from the five boroughs with a rotating lineup of artisanal vendors by Hester Street Fair. Stout NYC offers light bites as well as a selection of beer, wine, and non-alcoholic beverages for purchase. Additional artist and performance information will be available in the coming months. For the most current information, please visit bryantpark.org picnics. Bryant Park Picnic Performances 2024. Programming details. New York City Opera. Friday, May 31st at 7 p.m. Saturday, June 1st at 7 p.m. Puccini Celebration. Honoring the 100th anniversary of the passing of Giacomo Puccini, one of the greatest opera composers in history, Picnic Performances opening weekend features New York City Opera and two glittering concerts celebrating Puccini's immense and indelible legacy. Featuring the New York City Opera Orchestra and Chorus and conducted by Maestro Joseph Rossigno, the concerts will include selections from each and every Puccini opera, performed by some of the brightest stars of the opera world singing some of the most beloved arias, duets, and ensembles in all of opera. Friday, August 23 at 7 p.m. Saturday, August 24 at 7 p.m. Tosca. Continuing the summer of Puccini, New York City Opera will present a full production of the perennial favorite, Tosca. Tosca is a three-act opera that takes the audience back in time to Rome during the 1800s, just after the French Revolution. Napoleon has successfully taken France and has invaded Rome and created a new republic. The beloved opera singer, Floria Tosca, is in love with painter Mario Cavaradossi, and here begins the story of how Chief of Police Baron Scarpia intersects with these lovers in drama, betrayal, revenge and murder. The fully staged production features the New York City Opera Orchestra and Chorus, and led by Maestro Joseph Rossigno. Contemporary Dance. Curated by Tiffany Aria Fisher. Thursday, June 6 at 7 p.m. Sidra Bell, Ballet Tech, TBA. Sidra Bell is the founder of Sidra Bell Dance New York and a choreographer and educator who is currently a master lecturer at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia, and a recent artist in residence at Harvard University. Bell is also the founder and creative director of the award-winning Module Laboratory, a New York City-based immersive platform for movement and theater artists. Bell has won several awards, including a first prize for choreography at the Solo Tanz Theater Festival in Stuttgart, Germany, and a National Dance Project Production Award from the New England Foundation for the Arts. Bell has created over 100 works, notably for Body Traffic, Ailey 2, the Juilliard School, Wim W. Him, among many others. She was the first black female choreographer commissioned to create work for New York City Ballet, where she created two works for film and the Lincoln Center Stage Fall Fashion Gala 2021 and Innovators and Icons Program. Ballet Tech, the New York City Public School for Dance, provides its students with a high-quality academic education and intensive, rigorous classical dance training. Ballet Tech, grades 4-8, combines the best of public education and professional arts instruction. The school is a collaboration between the New York City Department of Education, which provides the academic instruction, and the Ballet Tech Foundation, which provides dance instruction. Friday, June 7 at 7 p.m. David Dorfman Dance, Solace of Duende, Joffrey Concert Group, National Dance Institute. The renowned David Dorfman Dance closes the second contemporary dance, alongside all-female tap ensemble Solace of Duende. David Dorfman Dance DDD creates movement that seeks to destigmatize the notion of accessibility and interaction in postmodern dance by embracing audiences with visceral, meaningful dance, music, and text. By sustaining a vision to create innovative, inclusive, movement-based performance that is radically humanistic, DDD maintains a core commitment to examine and unearth issues and ideas that enliven, incite, and excite audiences in dialogue and debate about social change and a myriad of other topics. In advocating his mission to get the whole world dancing, Dorfman's work has enjoyed broad and diverse audiences nationally and internationally. DDD has performed extensively throughout the world and has regularly performed in New York City at major venues including the Brooklyn Academy of Music BAM, the Joyce Theater, The Kitchen, Dance Pace Project St. Mark's Church, La Mama, and more. A Brooklyn-born Puerto Rican from New Haven, a Mexican Puerto Rican Jew from the Lower East Side, and a Bengali Indian from Jersey walked onto the wooden floor, and the rest history. Bonded by their deep love of music, their crafts, and true connection, Solace of Duende is on a lifelong mission to elevate the joy and music of true collaboration across disciplines and the celebration of the forms they practice. Based in the sounds of tap Amanda Castro, flamenco Ariel Rosales and Kathak Brenda Guha, Solace of Duende's fire is the spirit that lives within each of these women to celebrate their connection given their beautiful differences and to uplift the forms that made them. Founded by Robert Joffrey in 1981, and under the direction of Bradley Shelver, Joffrey Concert Group is a pre-professional performing ensemble that provides young artists from the school's year-round trainee program the opportunity to experience life as a professional dancer. In the years since its inception, selected trainees studied and performed some of the most celebrated classical and contemporary repertoire. This included the works of Gerald Arpino Birthday Variations, Light Rain, Robert Battle Battlefield, George Balanchine Serenade, August Bournonville La Ventana, Dwight Roden New Work, and Africa Guzman The Stolen Path. The concert group has toured domestically and internationally, providing dancers the experience necessary to confidently transition from student to professional. Concert group dancers have gone on to perform in premier companies including Miami City Ballet, Boston Ballet, Complexions Contemporary Ballet, The Forsyth Company, The Martha Graham Dance Company, Dance Theater of Harlem, and the Joffrey Ballet. Each year, National Dance Institute DDD transforms the lives of thousands of New York City public school children and their communities. Under the artistic direction of Kay Gaynor and a staff of professional teaching artists, DDD uses dance and music to instill in students a love of the arts, a passion for learning, and a desire to strive for their personal best. Friday, June 14 at 7 p.m. Ronald K. Brown Evidence, Robin Dunn, Kevin Wynn Tribute, Brooklyn Arts. Founded by Ronald K. Brown in 1985 and based in Brooklyn, New York, Ronald K. Brown Evidence, a dance company focuses on the seamless integration of traditional African dance with contemporary choreography and spoken word. Through work, Evidence provides a unique view of human struggles, tragedies, and triumphs. Brown uses movement as a way to reinforce the importance of community in African American culture and to acquaint audiences with the beauty of traditional African forms and rhythms. He is an advocate for the growth of the African American dance community and is instrumental in encouraging young dancers to choreograph and to develop careers in dance. Brown has choreographed work for Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, Ailey 2, Cleo Parker Robinson Ensemble, Dayton Contemporary Dance Company, Jennifer Muller The Works, Jean Ballet d'Afrique Noir, KOT Dance Company, Philadenco, and others. He choreographed Regina Taylor's award-winning play, Crowns, and won an Audelco Award for his work on that production. The company has traveled internationally to perform, teach master classes, and conduct lectures demonstrations for individuals of all ages. Evidence brings arts education and cultural connections to local communities that have historically lacked these experiences. The company reaches an audience of more than 25,000 people per year. FACE coach, choreographer, and producer Robin Dunn has appeared in and choreographed several off-Broadway productions, as well as directing Amateur Night at the world-famous Apollo Theater. Her client list includes Saturday Night Live, Nickelodeon, Sesame Street, Missy Elliott, and more. She is also the creator and executive producer of the awards shows Ladies Get Down, A Salute to Women in Hip Hop and More, and Fellas Get Dap, A Salute to Men in Hip Hop and More. Dunn's method for breathing life into a performance is through her patented Robin Dunn's FACE. Focus, attitude, confidence, energy, and eye contact method. FACE is a tightly constructed method designed to develop and enhance artists, business professionals, and individuals with being more comfortable on stage, camera, the workplace and in their everyday lives. Dunn teaches hip-hop dance at the Ailey School, the Ailey Extension, Hunter College, and Steps on Broadway. The dance community pays tribute to beloved dancer and choreographer Kevin Wynn, who passed away late last year. The Kevin Wynn tribute will celebrate the life of Wynn, a former dancer with Jose Limon Dance Company and Diane McIntyre's Sounds in Motion, as well as a dedicated teacher at Conservatory of Dance at Purchase College, where he touched the lives of many dancers. Brooklyn Arts is a dual-mission high school dedicated to providing aspiring artists and scholars with an academically rigorous pre-college course of study and a comprehensive, four-year pre-conservatory arts program. At Brooklyn Arts, lifelong learners use their creativity to enrich their education, learning both the artistic and professional skills required in their field of study. By using the abundant resources of New York City, students are challenged to achieve their greatest artistic and academic potential. Brooklyn Arts fosters meaningful partnerships with parents, families, and the community to holistically develop global citizens who are prepared to meet the challenges of the 21st century. The dance program strives to offer dance students the opportunity to develop their skills both in school and in professional venues. Through study in the dance program, students develop their talents in classical ballet, contemporary and modern dance, and graduate prepared for the rigors of a liberal arts or conservatory college program. Students work with professional choreographers each year to hone their skills and learn their craft. Saturday, August 31st at 7 p.m. Mark Morris Dance Group, Blacks in Ballet, Reed Laplaw. Internationally acclaimed Mark Morris Dance Group headlines an extraordinary lineup of ballet and modern dance companies. Founded in New York City in 1980 by artistic director and choreographer Mark Morris, the Mark Morris Dance Group MMDG has been called the preeminent modern dance organization of our time. Yo-Yo Ma, its members receiving highest praise for their technical aplomb, their musicality, and their sheer human authenticity. Bloomberg News. Live music and community engagement are vital components of the dance group, which has toured with its own musicians, the Music Ensemble, since 1996. The dance group provides educational opportunities in dance and music to people of all ages and abilities while on tour internationally and at home at the Mark Morris Dance Center in Brooklyn, New York. Blacks in Ballet BIB was created from the initiative of Brazilian dancers Ingrid Silva, Ruan Galdino, and Fabio Mariano, with the purpose of discovering, disseminating, and valuing beautiful black bodies in dance. They created the platform on social media to reaffirm that black classical dancers exist. BIP elevates examples of black dance professionals who were references in the history of dance, highlighting those important names, as well as current dancers and future talents. There are many black dancers from different nationalities with beautiful stories that can inspire many other people. The aim of the founding trio is to make more people aware of the success stories and normalize diversity in the dance world. Reid Looklaw was born in Perth, Australia, and started dancing at 18 months at his mother's studio, Jodie Marshall Dance Company. Before graduating from the Australian Ballet School, Looklaw was invited by then artistic directors Graham Murphy and Janet Vernon to join the Sydney Dance Company SDC, where he performed and choreographed for 5 years. Since relocating to New York City, Looklaw has performed for Stephen Petronio Company, Azure Barton and Artists, and Lar Lubovitch Dance Company. Looklaw's theatre credits include the original Broadway casts of both Moulin Rouge, the musical and Natasha, Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, among others. Looklaw's film and television work include the role of Theo in Alan Brown's Five Dances, Halston, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Fosse Verdon, and more. Jazz Mobile. Friday, June 21 at 7 p.m. Sarah Vaughan Centennial featuring Karen E. Wade. Celebrating the 100th birthday of legendary jazz singer Sarah Vaughan with acclaimed vocalist Karen E. Wade and her septet. Sarah Vaughan was the first vocalist that attracted me to jazz at an early age, says Karen E. Wade. Her warm and rich tone was mesmerizing, her storytelling, improvisation, playful expressiveness, and her swinging soulfulness set a new standard for artists all around the world. She is the epitome of a great jazz musician, and all generations of artists should listen and can learn from her recordings and expansive body of work. They called her sassy, but she is truly the divine one. Known for expert vocal improvisational ability and her seriously swinging groove, Brooklyn native Karen E. Wade evokes a classic jazz sound akin to Betty Carter and Sarah Vaughan, two of her musical touchstones. With her MOTMA debut, offering the music of Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson, she pays tribute to another inspiration, the socially conscious poet and musician Gil Scott-Heron, and confirms that she too plans to use her artist platform thoughtfully. The first full-length album tribute to Scott-Heron and his musical collaborator Brian Jackson by a woman artist, offering is arresting in just how timely Scott-Heron's messages are today and how perfectly Wade delivers them through her savvy arrangements and intimate jazz interpretations. While she has earned many accolades, first runner-up in New York's Jazz Mobile Vocal Competition, a participant in Betty Carter's Jazz Ahead program, a feature on NPR's Song Travels, a starring role in the off-Broadway show Cafe Society, and in Jazz at Lincoln Center's Salute to Betty Carter, she may surprise people with this authentic tour de force. Wade gives ample evidence on this remarkable debut as to why she is one of the most exciting, distinctive and bold young musical talents on the rise today. Wade has performed with Bobby Sanabria, Aaron Deal, Oran Etkin, Robert Glasper, and MacArthur Fellow and choreographer Kyle Abraham, among others, and at venues and festivals worldwide including Montreux and Spoleto. A singer, composer, arranger, and educator, Wade teaches at Juilliard Jazz and is also a professor at the Aaron Copland School at Queen's College. In 2017, Wade received the Jazz at Lincoln Center Millennial Swing Award, and was just recently appointed to Peabody Institute. Emerging Music Festival. Curated by Ad Hoc. Friday, June 28 at 7 p.m. Saturday, June 29 at 5 p.m. Up and Coming Bands Curated by Ad Hoc. The park's annual celebration of young indie, rock, pop, folk, soul, and global bands returns with 8 groups over 2 nights. Lineup to be announced in May. Past Emerging Music Festival performers include Sammy Ray and the Friends, Madison McFerrin, Tom Berlin, Celis, Michaela Davis, Reina Tropical, Acid Dad, Cassandra Jenkins, and Dead Tooth. Carnegie Hall Citywide. Friday, July 5 at 7 p.m. Tanya Leon and the Harlem Chamber Players. Tanya Leon, conductor. Terrence McKnight, host and narrator. Josh Henderson, violin. Leland Simmons, choreographer. Additional artists to be announced with dancers from Harlem School of the Arts. The concert is conducted and hosted by Carnegie Hall's 2023-2024 Debs Composer S Chair, Tanya Leon, a composer, educator, conductor, advocate, and icon who has been a singular force in New York City's arts and culture since the 1960s. The program includes one of Leon's category-defying pieces, followed by works for string orchestra by Adolphus Hales-Turk and Chen Yi. The concert ends with an extraordinary collaboration, Trevor Weston's The People Could Fly, featuring the ensemble with narration by WQXR radio host Terrence McKnight, violin soloist Josh Henderson, and dancers from the Harlem School of the Arts. Friday, July 12 at 7 p.m. Thandiswe Maswai. South Africa's Thandiswe Maswai is a chart-topping singer, songwriter, and bandleader with a passionate worldwide following. Always popular with New York City audiences, she has electrified crowds at Afropunk, the Apollo Theater, Global Fest at Lincoln Center, and more. Fresh off the release of her latest album, Sankofa, Maswai's performance is a celebration of Pan-Africanism and blends jazz, South African Xhosa music, and a variety of contemporary West African influences. Friday, July 19 at 7 p.m. Louis Kato. Multi-instrumentalist, singer, and songwriter Louis Kato is best recognized today as the bandleader for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, but Kato, an enormously versatile and collaborative musician, has worked with such varied artists as John Legend, Talib Kweli, Bobby McFerrin, Snarky Puppy, A Tribe Called Quest, Q-Tip, Jack White, John Batiste, and others. On top of being one of today's most in-demand players, Kato is increasingly carving out his own name as an artist. Friday, July 26 at 7 p.m. Michael Olatunji and Lagos Pepper Soup. One of today's most inventive bassists, the London-born, Lagos-raised Michael Olatunji has worked with Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, Angelique Kidjo, Shakira, Phil Collins, Rod Stewart, Hugh Masekela, Terrence Blanchard, and Joe Lovano, and many others. He is also a major presence in the bands of Broadway, film scores of directors like Lin-Manuel Miranda, and more. In this outdoor performance, he shares selections from his acclaimed Lagos Pepper Soup album and brand new songs that blend energetic Afrobeat, jazz, and funk into what Olatunji calls a zesty, sonic stew that honors the ancient Sulu word Ubuntu, which means, we are all connected. Friday, August 2 at 7 p.m. La Excelencia. New York City's La Excelencia is an award-winning salsa dura band inspired by the sounds of the 70s and the socio-political landscape of today. Combining traditional salsa elements with a modern and unabashedly hard-hitting energy, La Excelencia inspires dancers and invigorates listeners alike. On this Friday night in Bryant Park, enjoy a free hometown performance by these internationally renowned salsa stalwarts. It takes just a note or two to hear that La Excelencia is different, writes the New York Times. The real deal doesn't show up that often, and here it is. Celebrate it. Joe's Pub, Friday, August 9 at 7 p.m. Broadway and Spanglish, Florencia Cuenca and Jamie Lozano. Iconic Broadway tunes with a Mexican twist and live accompaniment by Mariachi Real de Mexico. Special Broadway guests TBA. Jamie Lozano and Florencia Cuenca are a dynamic husband-wife duo that deliver a fresh Mexican musical interpretation in their show Broadway and Spanglish. Featuring live accompaniment from the Grammy Award-winning Mariachi Real de Mexico de Ramon Ponce, the show features iconic show tunes, such as songs from Hamilton, Waitress, and Frozen, along with exciting new arrangements by Lozano. Cuenca is a Mexican singer, actor, writer, director who has been performing on stage since she was just 3 years old. Lozano, considered by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the next big thing on Broadway, is a Mexican musical theater composer, arranger, orchestrator, writer, and director. Their collaboration has graced the stages of Lincoln Center, Joe's Pub, 54 Below, and Mass Mocha, among many others. 8 years ago, this dynamic duo relocated to New York City. They are husband and wife, partners, collaborators, and they are parents of a beautiful 7-year-old son named Alonzo, their American dream. New Victory Theater. Saturday, August 10th at 5 p.m. Efrat Asheri Dance Plus Barkin Salisan Project. The finale of Bryant Park's first ever Family Day features dance performances by renowned dance companies Efrat Asheri Dance and Barkin Salisan Project, as well as fun, interactive moments specifically chosen for younger audiences. The performances are curated by New Victory Theater, as part of their summer series New Victory Dance, a program for New York City-based dance companies hosted by New Victory teaching artists. Efrat Asheri Dance EAD is a dance company rooted in African American and Latino street and social dances. Dedicated to revealing the inherent complexities of these forms, EAD explores the expansive narrative qualities of various street and club styles, including breaking, hip-hop, house and vogue, as a means to tell stories, develop innovative imagery, and find new modes of expression. EAD's first evening-length work, A Single Ride, earned 2 BESI nominations in 2013 for Outstanding Emerging Choreographer and Outstanding Sound Design by Marty Beller. The company has presented work at the Apollo Theater, Celebrity Series, Columbia College, Dixon Place, Firatariga, Guggenheim Works and Process, Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival, La Mama, River to River Festival, Mass Mocha, and New York Live Arts, among others. Barkin Salisan Project BSP, a New York City-based contemporary dance company founded in 2009, presents the choreography of artistic directors Kyla Barkin and Aaron Salisan through live performance, film, and workshops. The company strives to blur lines between the emotional and intellectual, dream worlds and waking states. With dramatic shifts from nuance to explosive athleticism, Barkin and Salisan's choreography infuses fresh perspective on subjects ranging from the complexities of mathematics to the complexities of human nature. Barkin Salisan Project has been presented at venues across the U.S. and abroad, including Jacob's Pillow Inside Out, SUNY Stony Brook's Dollar Center, Jazz at Lincoln Center, West End Theater, 92Y, Bryant Park, and more. Partnerships for workshops include Sally Taylor's Consensus, Festival of the Moving Body, Communicating in Partnerships through Dance Hartford Performs, Balance One Academy Berlin, Limon Professional Studies Program, and more. With a similar approach to teaching and training, the company promotes the coupling of techniques and modalities to prepare artists' bodies for the challenges of the work. By creating a mindful and inspiring environment, BSP provides a vibrant platform for artistic growth and refinement. World Music Institute. Friday, August 16th at 7 p.m. Jaidublay Ambali, Artist TBA. The groundbreaking African highlife band from Ghana makes its New York City debut. For the first time in America, Jaidublay Ambali and an 8-piece band will perform his 1975 debut album, Simigwe, in its entirety. Jaidublay Ambali is a musical luminary hailing from Ghana, West Africa, with a staggering 29 albums under his belt. Known affectionately as the Simigwe Do Man, Ambali's musical journey began in the vibrant port city of Sekondi Takoradi, in the western region of Ghana. His early fascination with music blossomed into a lifelong passion. From mastering his father's flute at the tender age of 8 to honing his guitar skills under the mentorship of Uncle Bunku, Sammy Lardy, and Ebo Taylor, Ambali's musical odyssey has been nothing short of extraordinary. This all led to Ambali becoming a musical life force and exploding on the scene in 1973 with a jazzy high-life sound called Simigwedu. His name has become synonymous with Simigwe music and dance. Jaidublay Ambali's groundbreaking debut solo album, Simigwe, stands as a cornerstone of Ghanaian music history and one of its most iconic album covers. Simigwe stands as Ambali's magnum opus, a masterpiece fusing together the rich tapestry of high life, Afrobeat, folk, and funk. Jalopy Theatre. Saturday, August 17 at 7 p.m. Artists TBA. Asian American Arts Alliance. Friday, August 30 at 7 p.m. Vijay Iyer Trio. Three-time Grammy nominee and MacArthur genius, pianist Vijay Iyer brings his renowned jazz trio. Described by the New York Times as a social conscience, multimedia collaborator, system builder, rhapsodist, historical thinker, and multicultural gateway, composer-pianist Vijay Iyer has earned a place as one of the leading music makers of his generation. His honors include a MacArthur Fellowship, a Doris Duke Performing Artist Award, a United States Artist Fellowship, and the Alpert Award in the Arts. His newest album features his acclaimed trio with drummer Tishan Sari and bassist Linda Mahano titled Compassion ECM, 2024. His lush, expansive collaboration with Eruoy Aftab and Shahzad Ismaili, Love in Exile Verve, 2023, received two Grammy nominations and was named among the best albums of the year in Pitchfork and the New York Times. Accordions Around the World. Curated by Ariana Hell-Erman. Thursday, September 5 at 7 p.m. Dwayne Dopsy and the Zydeco Hellraisers, Afro Dominicano, Artist TBA. This annual celebration of accordionists returns with a rare New York City appearance from the Louisiana-based, three-time Grammy-nominated Zydeco star Dwayne Dopsy, as well as Latin funk steeped in Dominican styles of music from Afro Dominicano. A third group will be announced soon. 2024 Grammy Award nominee and America's Hottest Accordion winner, Dwayne Dopsy plays high-energy Zydeco that keeps you wanting more. Dwayne hails from one of the most influential Zydeco families in the world. Although inspired by tradition, he has developed his own style that defies existing stereotypes and blazes a refreshingly distinct path for 21st century Zydeco music. Dwayne attributes his musical abilities to his father, Rockin' Dopsy, Sr., a pioneer of Zydeco music. He has played the accordion since age 7 and states, "This is my calling, Zydeco music is in my blood and it is my heart and soul." This singer-songwriter and accordionist has performed in 40 countries and also in hundreds of cities across the United States, Europe, Brazil, Panama, and Canada since debuting his band at age 19. The funk-fusion combo Afro-Dominicano infuses their songs with Afro-Caribbean soul, a blend of Dominican folkloric styles and pop influences that includes merengue, bachata, samba, reggae, punk, and R&B, all filtered through a uniquely New York sensibility. The group's mix of sweet vocals, accordion, guitar, traditional percussion and electric bass sparks high-energy riffs and romantic balladry that eludes the pigeonhole of genre in favor of genuine human connection. The social justice-inspired collective of Dominican American musicians celebrates the forthcoming release of their newest album with a night of fresh jams and good times, featuring music by DJ Bimbana. American Symphony Orchestra. Friday, September 6 at 7 p.m. Beyond the Hall. Leon Botstein conducts the orchestra, performing music sourced from dance salons, opera houses, cabaret, and the silver screen. For the third consecutive year, the American Symphony Orchestra debuts its season at Bryant Park. This year, the orchestra presents Beyond the Hall, a program exploring music in a context different from the usual concert setting. From the dance salon Florence Price's suite of dances to the cabaret Weill's Threepenny Opera and the opera stage Joplin's Tremonisha, from the musical hall Bernstein's On the Town to the silver screen Hermann's Psycho, the selections included here examine the complex and dramatic role that music has played across venues, genres, or modes of expression. Harlem Stage. Thursday, September 12 at 7 p.m. Artists TBA. Harlem Stage brings its Uptown Nights Latin Music Series to Bryant Park with a special artist TBA. The Town Hall and Belongo. Friday, September 13 at 7 p.m. The Man with the Golden Horn. An all-star lineup of musicians, including Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra and slide trumpet master and arranger Stephen Bernstein, perform the iconic music of James Bond films. A very NYC celebration of John Barry's James Bond music, Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra meet up with legendary downtown composer, arranger, and slide trumpet master, Stephen Bernstein. Joining the festivities will be a variety of surprise guests to take a wild ride through the iconic music of 007. The classic James Bond scores will be shaken and stirred in an Afro-Latin big band setting with a strong dose of NYC underground, and a nod to Charlie Palmieri's organ playing. Complete line listings. May. May 31, New York City Opera, Puccini Celebration. June. June 1, New York City Opera, Puccini Celebration. June 6, Contemporary Dance, Sidra Bell, Ballet Tech, TBA. June 7, Contemporary Dance, David Dorfman Dance, Soleil of Duende, Joffrey Concert Group, National Dance Institute. June 14, Contemporary Dance, Ronald K. Brown Evidence, Robin Dunn, Kevin Wynn Tribute, Brooklyn Arts. June 21, Jazz Mobile, Sarah Vaughan Centennial featuring Karen E. Wade. June 28, Emerging Music Festival Day 1, Artists TBA. June 29, Emerging Music Festival Day 2, Artists TBA. July. July 5, Carnegie Hall Citywide, Tanya Leon and the Harlem Chamber Players. July 12, Carnegie Hall Citywide, Thandiswe Maswai. July 19, Carnegie Hall Citywide, Louis Cato. July 26, Carnegie Hall Citywide, Michael Olatuja and Lagos Pepper Soup. August. August 2, Carnegie Hall Citywide, La Excelencia. August 9, Joe's Pub, Broadway and Spanglish, Florencia Cuenca and Jamie Lozano. August 10, New Victory Theater, Efrat Asheri plus Barkin Salisan Project. August 16, World Music Institute, Jaidublay Ambali, Artists TBA. August 17, Jalopy Theater, Artists TBA. August 23, New York City Opera, Tosca. August 24, New York City Opera, Tosca. August 30, Asian American Arts Alliance, Vijay Iyer Trio. August 31, Contemporary Dance, Mark Morris Dance Group, Blacks in Ballet, Reed Laplaw. September. September 5, Accordions Around the World, Dwayne Dopsy and the Zydeco Hellraisers, Afro Dominicano, Artist TBA. September 6, American Symphony Orchestra, Beyond the Hall. September 12, Harlem Stage, Artist TBA. September 13, The Town Hall plus Belongo, The Man with the Golden Horn. Follow Bryant Park website, https://bryantpark.org. Twitter at Bryant Parnick. Instagram at Bryant Parnick. Facebook, facebook.com/BryantParkNYC. YouTube, youtube.com/BryantParkNYC. Location and subway directions. Bryant Park is situated behind the New York Public Library in Midtown Manhattan, between 40th and 42nd Streets and 5th and 6th Avenues. Take the B, D, F, or M train to 42nd Street Bryant Park, or take the 7 train to 5th Avenue.